the Bougie Show, the Bougie Show. Tell them it's the Bougie Show, the Bougie Show. Yeah, 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 yeah. Turn up, turn up.
We're going live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Bougie Show. My guest in front of me is a natural beauty, a bubbly individual. She was named Penthouse Pet of the Month in December of 2020. She has gotten the most requests for an interview on our first year of doing the Bougie Show. She's also one of Pornhub's top 100 models. Ladies and gents, porn consumers and dirty old men, the one and only Blake Blossom is in the building.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Blossom.
I didn't know I was the most requested.
Yes, yes. Wow. I sent you a screenshot, matter of fact, of people requesting for your interview. Matter of fact, after we spoke, the next day somebody asked for you again and they tagged you. And anyways, welcome to the Bougie Show. We got Blake Blossom joining us in the building. You've been down here working the last week.
Yep.
And you are departing tomorrow, you said, right?
Yep, I'm out.
She stayed an extra day to do an interview on the Bougie Show. Is that correct?
I did.
Did you like the intro that I
Yeah, that was
you?
Cute. Okay, right,
just wanna make sure
you should have added big titty bitch. You know, blowjob.
We're going to start the fuckery already, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It is time to stop the fuckery.
Okay, all right. Well, you just let it. You're setting the tone for this. All right. All right, let's start this. Let's start from the beginning because this is the interview where people are going to develop a real feel for who Blake Blossom is. You were en route to attending college for fashion and culinary. I believe that's what you were going to do at one time. You had envisions of that? No.
Incorrect.
Okay, so what were you going to do when you wanted to go to college?
I was going to school to be a lawyer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I read one of your old interviews. Well,
maybe I lie a lot in my interviews.
Okay, okay.
I told someone I was from Boston one time, and they were like,
"It is time to stop the fuckery."
Why you gotta keep the fans on their toes.
Okay, okay, all right.
I don't know. Sometimes you just want to fuck with people.
All right. So, how did your transition into adult films occur? Because you going to school to be a lawyer, what made you decide to, you know?
Oh, I was so depressed. I was like, "You weren't happy." Hell no. Yeah, I was. Okay. I had my own nannying business for like 2 years. I was hopping between jobs. But the nannying really stuck, and I really love kids and you know, like watching, you know, all the movies and stuff all day and child enrichment. And I just was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm tired of playing mommy. I'm done doing laundry. I'm done doing dishes. I'm not changing diapers. I'm going to go and be a little slut. Cause I had been a nanny since I was 17. I didn't really like have like an awakening like a lot of people do in college. Like, so I was like really being like a literal mom. And then it was the day after my 20th birthday. My best friend was like, bitch, you need to make an OnlyFans. You need to. So many people already trade your nudes. People already fucking harass me on Snapchat all the time. So I made one. And then from that until I started porn was like 6 weeks.
What were you doing on your OnlyFans?
Like kind of like Disney type of porn.
Oh, you were
like,
having sex?
No. Okay. Like super chill. Like I was only posting pictures of my tits, like not even pussy.
Okay.
Like really chill stuff.
All right. So you were doing that, but then what made you decide, okay, well, I'm going to fuck on camera now?
This guy who I was like really good friends with, he was also going to ASU at the time.
Okay.
And he was like a bouncer at a club. Shout out KJ.
Oh, shout out to KJ.
I know he's going to see this and be like, oh my God.
We'll pull KJ.
yeah, he was like, you need to be a fucking porn star. And I was like, oh my God, no. Like, I'm a nanny. Like, I couldn't do this. Like, I'm going to be a lawyer. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I want to talk to someone about it. Because I was like, I really, truly was starting to make money on OnlyFans. I waited till I made a grand to tell my mom. And then my mom was like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Wait, make a grand, $1,000?
Yeah, it only took me like 3 weeks to make $1,000 on OnlyFans. Okay. And I was like, you know what? We really need to like think about this and like really just sit on it. So I sat on it for like another 2 weeks and I was like, do I really want to do porn? Do I really want to do it? And I was like, yeah, I really do. And so I met up with my agent and KJ got me in touch with Ryan. And Ryan, I met him for like 3 days in a row and I asked him every fucking question I could think. I was like, yeah, so what if this happens? Like, where do I go? What happens? Like, who's there? Like, I wanted to know everything because I had only seen like Chrissy Mack interviews and like, you know, really basic shit on YouTube. Like,
right.
No really like how to. There's no like how-to videos on YouTube. It's just like girls talking about their experiences. But yeah, I like harassed him for 3 days. I was like, tell me what's up. Like, and then I was like, you know what? I really feel like I would be good at this. And I told him everything that I wanted. And I gave him all my expectations because I'm kind of a control freak. And right. I was like, this is exactly how it's going to go. We're going to plan everything out for 5 years. And we have. It's gone that way for almost 2 years now.
Yes, I was going to say you've been in the industry about 2 years now. You didn't think, he didn't recommend maybe you come on a set and see what it's like to shoot without that. You didn't think that that would have been a good way of getting an introduction?
Well, since I'm from Arizona, there's only a couple companies that shoot out there.
Okay.
And like, I was brand new, so I was like, I don't really know about that. But I think the main reason why they don't bring you on set is because they want the true, authentic, this is her first fucking time.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, and my scene still, my first scene still does really well. Rest in peace, Jake Adams. He died a couple.
Is that the guy who died on a motorcycle? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I didn't get to meet him.
Wonderful man.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people giving him big praise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did the people in your life have to say about you doing adult films initially?
Well, I feel like once I was like already in the nannying and like working a lot, my friend group had gotten like really, really small like over the course of like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't a lot of people to like push back on it. You know, I was really honest with my mom. My mom's super chill. We're best friends. So she was like, you need to make this a business, girl. Like, you really need to like market yourself. My mom has like a master's in marketing. So like, I feel like my whole life, my mom's always taught me how to really like sell yourself and like, you know,
understanding branding.
Yeah, so I feel like my brand since I've started has been really about like being authentic and like being honest about shit.
And clean. Everything it seems like you do is clean.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much time. Like, I'm only 21. Like, yeah. I don't. Yeah, there's some girls who come into porn like already doing gangbangs and like doing crazy ass shit. And I've never even fucked two guys still, you know?
Oh, okay.
Well, we got plans for the birthday next year.
All right, so you, because I haven't watched your films. I like interviewing adult entertainers. I don't necessarily care to watch your films like that. I'm not a bona fide freak. You know what I mean?
Some people are very investigative.
Yeah. Well, have you done anal scenes and things of that nature?
Nope. Oh,
you
haven't. I've stuck a couple toys in my ass, but baby, I'll hold out for that picture.
So it's strictly vaginal work right now.
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay. All right. So you really playing it as a career?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean. Yeah. To be like super, super kind of like sad, but like I already kind of wrecked the rest of my life by doing porn, so it's like, why wouldn't I?
You said wrecked the rest of your life.
Yeah, like what the fuck else am I gonna do now? There's no atmosphere or like job that would be number one safe if anyone found out. Like I can't work at a bar and people find out I do porn. Like, you know, in corporate, you know, that's a very big thing. You can't work around. I probably can't ever work around kids again. I mean, that's a probable choice.
But you can't. So you see yourself.
So it's like if I've already invested this much time and effort and really, really dedicated to the thought of, you know what, I'm gonna have to, you know, learn from shit and just.
Jameson route for you though, having an agency and. 10, 20 years from now.
I don't know about an agency. Well, I like directing.
Okay,
like
but some kind of. You're still in the industry, just behind the scenes now.
Yeah, I'm gonna work all my pussy money out, and then I'll go into my ass.
why don't girls don't want to deal with girls? That's why every time I bring it up, like, would you ever want to have your own agency? Most female talents.
I feel that as an agent, you have just different responsibilities, mm-hmm. and they're not necessarily your friend. You know, we're all in the business of making money, and sometimes you can't take things personal.
Right.
And. They're just really sensitive about
shit. Got it.
And certain companies have certain things they really look for, and it's really like tough to tell people, you know, why they're not getting certain shit. But I don't want to fucking do that.
Right.
Just book me.
Blake Blossom joining us on the Bougie Show. I saw in an interview where you said the industry can push you to becoming a people pleaser, but it's crucial to speak your mind in any situation. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Oh yeah, a lot of my directors know that you cannot push me to do shit. Like I haven't done incest, like family taboo shit, in like over a year.
Uh-huh.
That's an absolute fucking no for me.
Why?
It really just messes with my head. I'll do blackmail. I'll do cheating. Right. I'll do a bunch of other crazy shit. But
not sleeping with the siblings, even though it's not a real thing. It's just you don't like.
There's 20 other girls that you can hire for that scene
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not just, damn, that's deep though.
But with people pleasing, yeah, because with certain companies, like when you're on set and you're in like these multi-million-dollar mansions and you get your makeup done and they have like food there and there's like 20 people around you, of course you're gonna want to like kind of impress them do your best, and it's a different vibe than when it's just you and a director. You know, it's very one-on-one is different than when there's a crowd around. But those big companies, every now and then, you know, they surprise you with some hiccups. But for the most part, like...
On the spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just random hiccups. But
you call it hiccups. That's all right. You ain't got to elaborate. Everybody knows.
But yeah, every now and then, you know, like when people are like, hey, we really want you to do this. Like, we want you to stick ice cubes up your pussy. Did I want to do that? No. Did I? Yeah. Because I did it one time. I said, okay, guys, like, I know this is, like, weird, and it's, you know, this type of script, and it's supposed to be more of, like, the comical type. So I said, I'm just going to do it. Like, I'm just not going to be so stuck up about it. Sometimes I feel like I get really snarky. Like, oh, me? I would never do that. Oh, so my God. But sometimes you have to, like, broaden my palette of, like, what I'm okay to do. Because I'm very closed off. Like, I'll say no immediately and then be like, okay, like, we'll do it. That's fine.
You put ice in your vagina?
Yeah, that scene's still not out yet, so.
Okay. How does that?
I had to, like, put ice cubes up my pussy and then, like, plop them out into a glass. And then the guy, like, drinks a glass of water.
It is time to stop the fuckery.
That scene is fucking crazy. I cannot wait. I'm going to send it to you when it comes out. It's with a MILF, a big titty MILF, like legendary woman, and then legendary male talent for this big company. And she scored it all in my face. It was crazy. She like nailed him. Like it was like a fucking sprinkler. I'd never had anyone like squirt in my face like that. So I was like, all right, like I'm getting pissed in my face and I'm plopping fucking ice cubes on my crotch.
It's not too cold inside your vagina, the ice?
I made sure it was, like, under the sink. Like, I ran under the sink a little bit so it wouldn't, like, stick in there, you know? Like, when ice is too cold. But, yeah, I did it.
What have you enhanced the most about your performances since you've gotten into the industry?
I feel like I can hold my breath longer.
Hold your breath longer for what?
Yeah, for, like, blowjobs and stuff. Like, deep-throating. Okay, we can applaud. The trick really to that is, like, holding your breath.
Holding your breath.
Yeah, you don't want to puke. Because if you're, like, trying to... do like a 3-minute stretch of blowjob, like, you know, you can switch off with your hands and shit like that, but if it's supposed to be a hardcore scene and you're supposed to do face fucking and you gotta hold your breath or like learn how to breathe through your nose. Is that silly to say?
No, it's actually logical because you're working and breathing at the same time.
Yeah, so I would say that I have a really good sense of like counting in my head too. Like I'll count, like if they're like, okay, let's just do like 2.5 minutes and then like go into this position and then let's do like a minute there. And then say this to set up this next scene. And like, I'll literally count in my head. Like, I'll be like, 1, 2.
Wait, are you talking about while you're sucking penis? Or are you talking, okay, so you'd be like, after 10 licks,
yeah,
breathe?
Maybe it's made me a better like multitasker. I don't know, someone psychoanalyzed me.
Bleak Blossom, okay. As of now, what consists on your no checklist besides not doing a family? What, and not anal and...
So, yeah, anal right now, like, just what people have to understand is when it's really a business and you're trying to extend the longevity of your career in porn and really milk it because, like, I'm only going to be looking like this for so long. So it's like, why would I take a break and then come back, you know? So it's like, you want to extend that for as long as you can. And it's like, if I can get 7 years of pussy money, I'm going to get fucking 7 years.
Right.
There's people who still haven't done anal. Sarah J, Tiana Trump.
Sarah J, I don't think she ever is.
No, they've never done fucking anal ever. And they're still top charts every fucking year.
You just got to be good at what you do on the other end.
Yeah, because they have a really solid brand.
Yep.
And people know what they're going to buy and what they're expecting to buy. It's the same every time.
You just really shared a lot of game. So I'm sure people who are coming up in this industry will see that and have a better understanding. Because I have interviewed girls where they did anal out the gate because they wanted the money, mm-hmm. the money. And then when they realized the game, they
stopped. There's no shame in that either. Yeah, you can't slut shame girls for doing anal. It's like... sometimes people really do get talked into shit. They really fucking do. I got talked into doing my first fucking threesome. I did not want to do that shit. And And I was like,
That's for two girls and a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you said prior to recording you said that on camera. Did you say it on camera?
What?
You haven't done the two guys?
No, I've never fucked two guys.
I didn't know if you said it on camera because we were talking before.
Yeah, that was on camera.
I don't know if the camera was rolling at that time.
Yeah, you get talked into shit. So it's like if someone's going to present you with $3,000 and you're like fucking 19 and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
My boyfriend fucks me in my ass all the time. Right. Like, why not?
You got the money.
It's just not asking enough questions in the first place and not understanding the dynamics of the industry. But that's what they want. They don't give a fuck. They want to make money off you. So it's like, because whatever that percentage you're going to pay your agent is off of how much you're making. You're going to make more if I'm getting $3,000 to $5,000 a scene rather than $800. The fuck is 10% from $800 going to do?
Right.
$80?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Versus a $5,000.
I didn't know
check.
That. But based on the shoot, that's so the agent gets you booked for a gangbang all anal, you would get more money off that than a regular boy girl scene.
Oh, yeah.
And then the agent would get more money based
dick.
On.
You gotta tax them, you
so
know?
Based
I charge for cream pies, I charge for squirting, I charge for extra girls.
Have you had experiences? Because I was interviewing one of the interviews I did at the last event, and she said she wished, I asked her if she, one thing she could change about the industry, she said she wished that she would, girls would know that they don't have to do things just to get a role.
I would say that if you're typecasted, it's much easier to get a role.
Typecasted, please elaborate.
Yeah, so
I don't know.
Me, I have no tattoos, I'm blonde, I have big tits.
Oh, okay, type.
I'm in
the type.
Same
okay,
fucking
gotcha.
Category. Like, okay. If you have colored hair and you have tattoos, you're going to stay in that category. But some people have flexibility. Mm-hmm. Like, some people, like April Olsen, I love that bitch. She can, like, play kind of MILF because she, like, kind of looks older. Mm-hmm. But she can play like teen young girl too. But she can play like mom. She can play housewife. She can play secretary. She can play nurse. She can play college girl. She can play sister. You know, all that type of stuff.
Mm. Mm. So I guess that's pretty much it on your no checklist.
I don't like I don't like doing step bro shit anymore. Uh-huh. I can't do it. It mm-hmm. makes me cry. I don't like getting slapped. That I don't know why. Like I've tried to have like guys like, you know, like playfully slap me. I fucking ball every time. Every time.
Is it because of what's happening to you, not the actual pain from the slap?
Yeah, it's I could just, be with someone I like absolutely like die in love for, right. You know, and like, but if they slap me, I will fucking cry. So that's an absolute no. There's been only two instances where people have slapped me on camera, and I cried both times. But
wait, you cried during the scene?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and we had to cut immediately.
Okay, so hold on. Did you agree to the slapping initially in the paperwork?
No, no,
so
they that was just when you go over your do's and don'ts. Uh-huh. Sometimes. People aren't as in depth with what explaining. Like, if I'm saying, yeah, you can spank me.
You gotta be careful.
You can only spank me 5 times in a row.
Right.
Like, until it's like my ass is fucking red. Cause there's some people who will just fucking keep smacking your ass and you're like, holy, dude, I'm not gonna be able to sit down for a week and you can't say anything. And it's like, if I'm doing the nonverbal sign, like a double tap or a pressure squeeze, you know, and they're not getting that and we're already slapping 3 more times, like, shit fucking hurts.
When you were signing a consent form, you were saying, look what happened to me last night. I didn't see what you were doing. What were you?
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Oh, you were going to show
I'm
the camera?
I'm okay, everyone. I'm okay for everyone. I'm okay.
They
I
didn't
was
do
not
anything.
Abused all right, at ahead. All. So it's just crazy scenes. You know, your army crawling under bathroom stalls. But no, I just got a nasty bruise right here.
Oh, Jesus.
On my ribs.
And that's from what?
And a couple more on my knees. But, you know, you just got to get on your knees.
Okay, hold on. Come to me. What caused that to happen?
I think this is because, like, I was running into the bathroom, and there was, like, the thing that, like, holds the toilet paper, and I, like, fucking slammed into it.
Then
the next day, I was, like, on a, like, counter with, like, my leg, like, all the way the fuck up here, and just getting pounded, like, from the side, and the way I was laying on the counter, was, like, right on the bruise, so I think that made it even worse.
Okay, so running to the bathroom, you had to go pee, or was it like a part of the scene?
Oh, it was in the scene, yeah.
Oh, so what, he was like coming after to hunt you and you running away from him? I don't understand why you were running to the bathroom.
Did I say running to
the
bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we did run into the bathroom.
Okay.
In the scene. But no, like he was just holding my leg up and like the way I just hurt like a bitch. Yeah, I'm like a fucking banana. I have like anemia or some shit.
What's your routine before a scene? What does Blake Blossom do?
I guess I can't say the one.
Why can't you say? It just has
so
to be.
So I am a very, very big pothead.
Oh shit! That's all good. Okay.
Take it what you think that means.
So you get zooted before you do a shoot, but doesn't that make you lazy? Okay. All right. So.
No.
No.
But I love the white Gatorade. White Gatorade's amazing. Red Bull. Sometimes I've been puking on Red Bull, so I've had to cut back on the Red Bull lately. Because, like, you just get shook up a lot, you know?
So when you come down here, where you get your weed from?
I get my hair done in Arizona. But yeah, this is not my hair.
No, your weed. Your marijuana.
My weave?
Yes. Your marijuana.
Oh, I bring it with me. Oh my God.
It is time. Wait, to how stop do you, the fuck.
Oh, you can bring weed on a plane with you? Mm-hmm. You can bring weed. Well, I don't want to get you in trouble here, man. Come on.
I have had several TSA slips in my bag with fucking shit right next to it. I don't think they care. I'm not selling them. It's literally for my consumption. I have all my stickers on it.
So if you have the... Oh, okay. So as long as it's legit...
I've been pulled over with a lot of shit before because I had stickers on everything. And I said, yep, it was sealed in the bag. Here's my receipt. I just bought it an hour ago, officer. I'm not smoking in my fucking car. Shout out, Officer.
How do you know
Nunez.
How many?
He did search my car for an hour and a half.
So how do you know how much weed to bring with you while you're down here?
No, I mean, I have like two pre-rolls left. But
so what do you do?
I'm a big dabber, but my Puffco broke. So I need to get the new Puffco that has like the Bluetooth in it.
Okay, so I haven't smoked weed in 6-7 years.
It's just like an electronic dab rig. So you don't have to like bring the glass and the butane and the lighters for like
I'm from the backwood in Dutch Masters Day, hun. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Dabs and like dimes, if anyone knows about that. Like that's my poison of choice.
All right. So that's just your routine, nothing else. No video games, no stretch. No. I gotta do yoga or nothing like that.
No, okay. Not really. I'm not really into like working out anymore. I hate working out. I just feel like I do it for the wrong reasons, you know? I don't do it to be healthy. I do it to get abs and to get a fatter ass.
But that's still a good reason.
My ass will never be BBL fat.
Okay, I understand that. But it can be firm and you can still make it nice and tight.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to discourage you from going to the gym. There is purpose behind that. Your first big cock entered your life when?
I don't know. I think KJ's was really big.
Who?
KJ, the guy who introduced me to my agent. I was like, holy fuck, bro.
He introduced you to your agent, so you were sleeping with him before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Were you dating?
10 inches.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Were you dating?
No.
So what made it comfortable for you guys just to start having sex?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm a free soul.
Free.
Yeah. Now I'm like, bitch, show me this CD test. Like, let me see your driver's license.
Why the driver's license?
Because people lie all the time about how fucking old they are.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah. I remember when I was 17, I had 30-year-old men coming after me every fucking day.
That's a shame.
I was still in
high
school.
That's real fuckery. Mm-hmm. I used to have a drop called Kill Yourself, but I don't have it here because I would have hit that for them. But maybe I need to implement that back into the interview process, but I don't want YouTube taking it down because I'm encouraging people to commit suicide when they do silly ass shit.
Don't do that.
Speaking of big penises, how was it like performing with your boy Brickzilla?
Hey, shout out Brickzilla. Did he play his rap on here? Did he play his song? Yeah, he's got a fucking song and my name is in it.
I would have had him bust the verses right on in front of that microphone. Yeah. I got to tell the story when Blake reached out to me after the invitation and you text, "Oh, you got my boy Brickzilla." And she put all capital letters for Brickzilla.
Brickzilla. Yeah, you know.
I think everybody knows.
Dude, you know what is so funny? Uh-huh. So we had to go over to like a neighbor's house for like a dinner or something. Uh-huh. And like, they were like, "So what do you guys do?" And I was like, I'm like a director, like a producer. You know, you gotta like talk about because if you're like, "I'm a fucking porn star," they're like, "All right, honey, have a good night. Get your Uber." But she was very interested in it, right? So she was like, "Oh my God, wow, that's like super cool." I said, "Yeah, you want to see something really cool?" And I pulled up a picture of me with Brickzilla's dick next to my fucking face. And that old white lady looked at me like, "What?" She was like, "Oh my God, is that real?" I said, "Oh yeah, it's real. It's real."
You hurt my stomach. Stop.
For everyone who doesn't know, he's 13 inches long and 7.5 around. So when you fuck him, it's basically doing double vag. Yeah. My God, I think I've done like 7 scenes with him.
Jesus.
Maybe 8.
So has your vagina officially, is it officially okay to go on the record and say your vagina has adjusted to Brickzilla's penis?
Yeah, I'm a size queen.
Oh, you
sure.
are a size queen.
For sure. Dread, shout out my guy Dread. Holy fucking shit.
Wait.
I don't know how it fits. I really don't. I mean, I've had my friends like fist me before. I don't know how it happens.
You take the whole thing? Like, yeah. They can go all the way in?
As far as it'll go. I mean, I think with Brickzilla, they're still like in like... just like a little bit left, but there's only so deep you can fucking go. Sure. I mean, he's in my diet well, at sure, that point. You know what's so funny? There's this clip I saw on Twitter. He was like nailing this bitch, and she was like in Pile Driver, and you just see his fucking dick like going in.
Am I supposed
and
to
it looks
that?
Like it looks like there's like fucking something moving underneath the skin because she's so thin, and his dick is just like.
How do you mentally prepare for that? Oh, you know what?
Oh my God. You know what? For me, you should pull it.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. No, I'm not pulling anything up.
For me, like why like I love doing like blowjobs so much is because I don't know what happens, but like the gagging and the choking like makes me really wet.
Uh-huh.
So for scenes that I'm like, oh my God, like really like choke me out, bro. Like really, yeah, like yeah, come yeah, on, yeah. Like jam your fucking dick because it's like I need some help, man. You know? But I think with that, you just have to be like really slow, but you have to be like really, really in the mood.
Did you shoot with...
Because like for the vaginas, you got to like let that shit open up. You know, you got to be really fucking horny or like some girls warm up with like dildos. I mean, I put my hand in me last time to warm up, so. You know, sly work. Don't worry about it.
He did say, shout out to Brickzilla, he did say in his interview that he loved performing with you. He never gets enough of you, so.
Yeah. I think, oh my God, he was telling me, he was like, yeah, girls just, they just get so scared. They just don't try as hard. And I'm like, yeah, man, I think I got lockjaw the last time. Like, I had like this clicking noise in my fucking jaw. I was like, oh my goodness.
Blade Blossom,
I'm gonna send him the fucking medical bill.
Oh, speaking of injuries, do you feel any type of way the day after?
Not
like
really.
You walk fine. You don't wake up the next day like.
Oh, after Brickzilla, yeah. I would depend on how crazy they want to go and how many like what's the extent of like what we're doing. Because there's sometimes like when it's like if I'm riding, you know, that's a lot easier to take it when it's
then back shots.
Like, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, her doggy style. You feel
he's
the
got
whole...
that curve, man.
Oh, it's
so
a curve.
So he's like, he's gotta angle it in there. You know, everyone who has a curved dick, like, you know, you gotta do certain angles for the camera.
Okay, I never really looked at his penis like that to see a curve and all that. I mean, because you know, on Twitter, you can't help but as you're going through to see penises, and I've never seen so many penises in my life that I've seen in this last year. So
yeah, I think I could see a picture of like anyone's cock and be like, oh, yep, that's so and so.
Oh yeah, yeah, you can identify with the penis without seeing the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
It is time to stop the fuckery.
The fuckery. Who did that?
That's
is
a
that
drop.
From the internet?
That's from no, that's a drop. We paid the Jamaican voiceover guy to do that.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, my God.
Speaking of older guys, have you dated older men since becoming an adult film star?
I have.
Mm. And do you take a liking to dating older men?
Yeah, they have so much money.
Oh, okay. Well, we're keeping it funky, goddamn it. We
you know what?
That.
You know what's so crazy? It's like, I don't have sugar daddies. I don't escort, so I don't give a fuck about that. Like, for me, it's like what we talk about. Like, with a 20-year-old guy like my age, protein powder, bro, and like, we're gonna like go and like go to South Beach.
Right, right.
Or we're gonna go to the fucking strip club. I you don't care. Like, if you wanna go, okay, have fun.
You'd rather go.
The fuck you want me to do about it, you know? Yeah. Like, but this guy, he was like doing stocks at like 5 a.m., making me fucking Americanos every morning. Mm. He had a nice house on the mansion. Mm.
Real?
Yeah.
Well, did you like him like that, or are you just a sugar daddy?
No, it wasn't a sugar daddy. Okay. He's like an owner of one of the bigger companies in Arizona, but he's a wonderful guy. He's really smart.
You're intimate with him? No.
Not anymore.
No, you used to be intimate with him.
Oh, yeah.
He's still, so if you needed him, could you pick up the phone and give him a call? No, okay, that's not happening. Why?
No.
He wanted you to leave porn or something?
No, it's just, I'm just really busy and I don't like, I think I just have a really short, like, span on, like, people who excite me. I think I just get bored really
quick.
Get
bored fast. Mm.
Yeah, and I was working a lot last year and it was like, I was traveling all the time so I wasn't at home. But, yeah, every now and then.
He didn't try to pull you out?
No.
Oh, okay. That's not an option.
No, that's one of my non-negotiables. Like, whenever I start talking to someone, I'm like, look, I'm going to keep smoking weed and I'm going to keep doing porn.
Got you.
You either like me or you don't.
So you got any new sugar daddies on your line?
No, no. I've had a couple requests, but they're like weird. Mm. And I'm like, what? I don't know what you guys want me to do. I don't even sell underwear because I'm like, do they suck on the underwear? Do they wear them?
You talking about from the OnlyFans mm-hmm. subscribers? They yeah, ask you
no
for
one,
your...
No one will tell me like what they're doing with the underwear. They're like, what do you need to know? Because I want to fucking know. Like, what do you want me to fucking shit in these underwear? Like, are you going to fucking eat my shit off the underwear?
They really ask you, tell me some of the things that they
the most requested one is period underwear with my period
That's
blood
disgusting.
In there.
We will tell stop the factory.
It is time to stop the fuckery.
You nasty sons of bitches.
Hey. You know what? You guys,
your daddy
I have been accused of fucking kink shaming before, and I have learned my fucking lesson, and I have learned that, girl, if you want to eat piss, eat shit, puke on a dick, you want to fuck dogs, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. Just be safe, okay? And learn that there's going to be consequences to shit. And that if you do stuff, people will find out. Mm-hmm. And we will talk about it, girl. Because, it's guilt by association.
Can I ask you for a favor?
Sure.
In the future, don't ever do scat.
I don't. I've gotten a lot of requests.
Don't do it.
A lot. I don't think I could.
I think that's the one thing that makes you disgusting. From the eyes of the average viewer. I'm telling you.
I think once you do puke... I would say I think puke right there is like right on the line.
Yeah.
And yeah, scat.
Puking is nasty scat too. I don't right know. I guess it. People get, but scat
yeah,
is
girls
just,
suck on their tampons too, man.
Okay, let's change the subject.
the harsh realities of
Blake porn. Blake Blossom joining us on the Bougie Show. Your Twitter bio has FootQueen69. What is that?
Oh, so actually for Brazzers, they know I'm a really big foot freak. Okay. I love feet and I like my feet being sucked on too. So, one of my good friends, Kieran Lee, he was like the director, like male talent for the
insurance.
I know. I think I should get my tits insured too. I gotta ask him next time I see him. Be like, yo, how do I get this rack insured? Because like, if something happens,
yeah, you need to get your rack insured.
You know. But so they made a whole scene for me, and it was called FootQueen69, where I was like this like foot blogger, and my dad had a work friend over, and his work friend was like, oh my god, you're FootQueen69. Oh my god, this is crazy. And then I like go to my bedroom and I'm like, oh my god, I'm FootQueen69. And then he like sneaks in and he's like, oh my god, I need those feet. And then he fucks my feet, and then he came on my feet and I licked it off my toes.
How do you penetrate a foot? Oh, that's where you hold the 2 feet and he just, okay,
like
gotcha.
That.
So it's almost like what you do with your breast.
Little toes on the tip.
Okay, this is some kinky shit, huh?
Speaking
of Twitter,
yeah,
November.
Real flexible girls, they can like do some really
with
crazy
the toes?
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah, they
All
can
right.
get real on there.
All right.
Not me.
November 3rd, you tweeted, quote, my boobs are so swollen today, I think I could knock someone out if I swung them hard enough. Why were your breasts swollen?
It was like right before my period. But they had never been that big before, ever. And it was tight. They were tight here. I think I was like almost
going
like,
on YouTube. Don't make
like
sure.
an E. I could have been like an E that day. Because normally I'm like a double D, like almost triple D. But yeah, I was like, what the fuck? What did I eat? I was like trying to like remember like, holy shit, did I do something different?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I just didn't take a plan B that month.
So when your period comes, it makes your breasts get swollen?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't, not when my, if I take a plan B, I usually take like one plan B a month, kind of, sometimes more, but I don't take birth control. That shit's poison.
Speaking of rubbing the feet and all that, this past Halloween, you also tweeted, the last 3 times I've gotten a pedicure, the gal starts rubbing the lotion in and then my feet brush against her tits. Help me out here. What's going on?
Oh my God. When's the last time you got a pedicure?
I've never gotten a pedicure in my life, and I feel ashamed because I got homies that do, and they always love to tell me about it.
And you know why?
Yeah.
Because their feet brush against the titties. I swear to God, every fucking time. It's like, it doesn't matter because she could be 70, she could be 23. Every time. I'm like, God, do they do this on purpose? And I'm like, shouldn't she be wearing gloves? But then I'm like, I'm glad she's not wearing gloves, you know, because she's like really getting into my feet. But then like every now and then my toe with the lotion will touch her tit. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, does she even know? Does she know like there's like chemistry between us?
Does she know she's doing a pedicure for an adult film
star? Yeah, does she know I'm like horny right now, like in this chair? Like,
are you into playing characters before sex?
What do you mean?
Characters, like you like to...
Oh my fucking God. You want me to tell you a funny story?
Yes.
Okay, who this happened to, I don't think he'll see this, but if you do see this, that was a wonderful night. Like, no shade at all. This was a great night.
Okay.
So my friends know that I like doing like accents. Like sometimes like right before set, like I'll fuck around and I'll just like won't shut up and I'll just talk in like a French accent forever.
Right.
So I was doing it at this guy's house and he's like kind of like big, like he's kind of like a bigger celebrity. Like right. He's at Paris Hilton's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I can't say his fucking name.
It's okay.
But I love him. But no, my fucking God. I just started talking like in like a Swedish like masseuse voice. And I was like, oh yes, my name is Helga and today we're going to be doing a very good deep massage. Just lay on the bed and we'll get started. Remove all your clothing. And literally he fucking laid down. No, he laid down and he fucking sat there for 30 minutes and I gave that man the best fucking massage. Mm. And the whole fucking time I was like, oh yes, you want that deeper? Oh yeah, you're right in there. Yeah, he fucking loved it. There's candles, like he lit candles, guys. And then he flipped over and then I fucked the shit out of him.
Mm. We can
but I still
that.
Stayed in fucking character the whole time. The whole time. So like I wanted to laugh a couple times, but I just made it into the character. I was like, oh, wait. Like just
you're a bona fide freak.
Yeah. We sometimes I get too high. Freak in the building.
You still critique do you critique your performances?
Oh, of course.
Mm. What do you look for when you're critiquing?
I feel like I'm a lot harsher on myself than when I watch other people because I'm like, damn, like she's in shoes and she has to do that on the couch. Fuck. But I think with mine is I can tell with my eyes, like where I'm looking, it's a really big tell on like if I'm just like, if I'm like really like smiley and giggly and happy, like you can tell that I'm more into the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm just sitting there and I'm like, and I'm just like going like this and like my eyes are just face forward, like I always like, I'm like, fuck, I look so bored right there. Like I'm just like, I'm not even there in the moment, but what, sometimes I don't want to look back.
What, you know? How do you have to get into a mental zone when you're not necessarily attracted to the person?
Extremely.
And what do you focus on? A part of the body
they
that turns
smell
what?
Bad or they're a okay. fucking cunt to me.
Yeah.
But
you have
got to do it. You just got to do it for the scene.
You have people on your no checklist?
I have lots of people on my no checklist.
How do they make your no checklist? Hygiene must be one of them.
No, because I will fucking tell you that you smell. I'll be like, hey, yo, oh my God, I got this new gum. You want to try it?
That's a shame.
Or hey, like, I've only had one person that I've never even worked with that is on my no list. He's like, he's a much older guy, but everyone said that he just like smells like cigarettes and like ashtrays. So, and I don't smoke anymore. And like that smell like fucking makes me really sick. So I was like,
But this to me, it should be on the directors and the production company to make sure that they inform talent that you need to be up to par with your hygiene, right? It shouldn't have to be Blake Blossom telling you, would you like a piece of gum? You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
it also depends on how nice I want to be that day. Because
well,
there's some guys who can't
them,
even get fucking hard and I'm sitting
different.
There sucking their soft dick for 20 fucking
<That's>,
minutes.
Well, I can't get into it.
Yeah, you guys say, oh, porn stars don't work 9 to 5. Girl, I'm sucking dick 9 to fucking 5 every day when these guys can't stay hard. I'll be like, hey, can I get you your phone? Here's some lube. Put it in your hand. It's been 40 minutes.
The most,
but I'm nice, so I like try, you know.
The most challenging part about maintaining your image.
My image, I guess, not freaking out on people and being mean. I think I've kind of phased out of like my mean girl phase, but still at the same time, people fucking try me and they say weird shit. And I just have to think like, you know, what is going on in their life? What are they going through? Like, I swear to God, like I try to take like the most like chill approach to shit now, because I used to freak the fuck out. Like, you can ask my agents, you can ask my assistant doesn't even work for me anymore because I yelled at her. And I just because like I feel like doing this job, it makes me so have so much fucking anxiety, and there's certain things that just like really get under my skin that shouldn't, you know, like just like stupid shit when I'm like, I can't believe like why would someone even like when people mess up my name and they're like, hey Blair, hey Brooke. That shit gets under my skin sometimes.
That shit, because you should know who's on the
set. How do you not know my fucking name?
That's like me.
And I've been here for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here for 3 hours, and you already signed me in. I already did my paperwork. You already saw my IDs. Like,
the lamest thing a guy has done while he was hanging out with you. Tell me.
This guy was like scrolling on Twitter while I was sucking his dick, and I was recording it. And I was recording it, and
it is time to stop the fuckery.
I had that video on my OnlyFans for so long.
He's
I was
scrolling
like,
on Twitter while you're sucking his penis.
Yeah, like I was like, because I was like, oh my God, like let's do content. Like he's like just a normal guy.
Okay.
and like he got a test and everything, and I was like, cool, let's film. And so I was like, we were on his bed, and I like just set up my phone right here with the flash, and I was just like looking here the whole time, you know, blah blah blah. And I like was looking at him, and he was just like on his phone, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, maybe he's just like checking.
Nah, he ain't gonna be checking nothing on him.
I took a fat fucking L on that. Holy shit.
Yes, you did, but we'll applaud.
But yeah,
we'll
like,
applaud the effort.
He was fucking scrolling on Twitter. I won't say his name, but okay. Oh, I remember.
That's
why I don't hang out with him anymore.
Do you have celebrities that be in, have you ever had celebrities get in your DM?
A couple times. Very interesting ones.
How many Instagrams have you lost? I see you just started.
I've only lost one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just started this new one.
It's social media. Like when you click the terms and conditions, like people don't realize, like you can't put shit on there. Like they don't want lingerie bitches on there. They don't want bikini bitches on there. Like they don't want that. Like even on TikTok, like I don't even know. Like I refuse to be on TikTok. Yeah. Absolutely fucking not. People argue with me on set. They're like, we need you to do a couple of TikToks. Hell fucking no. A little 10-year-old is not gonna learn what a blowjob is from my fucking shit.
You know what? You that's good, because our show, two times they shut the page down, and we just conversations. But I didn't realize that kids can actually watch it.
Yeah, but you just have to have that age restriction filter. Like yeah, you can't, like I'm shadow banned. You can't even look me up. Like you can't even look up my Instagram account if your age is not registered over the age of 18 in Instagram. So some people are like, I can't even find you. Did you block me? I'm like, put your birthday in.
Yeah, Blake Blossom joining us on the Boozy Show. What celebrity out there would you let motorboat your that you would let motorboat your breasts?
Moneybag, yo.
Moneybag, yo.
Oh, Big A, Big Anthony. I can't do it. He has like kids and a girl. So, but yeah, if I was at the club and I was like, yo, fucking suck up my titties right now. Smother the fuck out of him.
How is Blake Blossom approaching 2022?
I'm expanding what categories I'm going into. I'm expanding how many dicks are going in me. I know, right? I just think I'm just really scared. I don't know how I'm going to react. Not scared, like fear. I think just anxiety that there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. But I just need two strong bulls to just slap me the fuck out and just swing me around. just do whatever.
We do this on the Boozy Show now where we allow the viewers to ask questions. So I'm going to ask you a question.
What did you guys ask?
Box Function says, how to take care of your vagina for good shape. Now, a lot of them are from overseas and they don't speak English well, but
that's fine.
Okay.
I don't fucking speak English very well either.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So I would say, depending on, let's start from the outside. So if you like hair, I recommend not shaving anymore. I recommend getting like a ball trimmer. Trim that shit real low. You won't get any more ingrowns. Waxing causes the worst ingrowns ever. Don't wax anymore. That shit's really painful. But for like inside, I would say like boric acid is great for like maintaining like a healthy pH in there. Also not smoking cigarettes. I mean, this shit, these vapes rot my skin. That's why I feel like this is the reason why I have bad acne. But yeah, you got to be careful with what you're smoking. If you smoke a lot of cigarettes, your pussy's going to taste like a fucking ashtray. I know from experience. I've tasted ashtray pussies. And I've tasted really sour ones. And I said, hey, girl, I'm going to forward you this fucking Amazon link. You're going to get this shit. It's $9.99 from fucking Amazon. It's going to help you out. Yeah, because it's like, I didn't know. There's been a couple of times when I've gone to set and I was like, holy fuck, like, I think I have a yeast infection. And it's like, I don't know, but it's something's uncomfortable. And it's like, is anyone there? Do I feel comfortable asking anyone there of the five guys there? Like, hey, like, what do I do? No. So I got you, girls. Yeah, just use some boric acid. Get some fucking metronidazole pills. It's for BV.
All right.
Go to fucking urgent care. Stop doing holistic weird shit, though. Crystals are not going to fucking stop the yeast. I know this girl that literally is like rose quartz up your pussy with like tourmaline. And just all the energies just like sucks all the stuff out. Same girl who dyed her hair with fucking henna.
I wasn't expecting you to elaborate so much into vagina cleansing. But
yeah.
And how to treat the vagina. But I'm glad. Yeah. I think that was very informative.
Be careful what lube you use, too. I'm allergic to lube.
All right, we're going to start a moment of truth where I state things and you're going to tell me if it's true. If it's true, what I state, you say yes, you say true. If it's false, you can say false and elaborate why it's false. And if you choose not to answer, you can say pass.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Your favorite spot for the money shot is your breasts.
True.
Okay. tacos have been on your mind while having sex on camera?
True.
You have thought about tacos?
Those birria tacos, bro.
What? While
extra
you're
extra cilantro.
While getting pounded?
Yeah, because sometimes you're just like fucking like, oh my god, I haven't eaten in like 12 fucking hours. I only got a Red Bull and a fucking Plan B in me. Of course, I'm thinking about fucking tacos. Yes. But more often, I really prefer a nice like green juice. I've been fucking with the green juice. I've been in LA too much.
Is that where you live now?
No.
Oh, you said Arizona.
I still live in Arizona. Yeah. Uh-huh. LA is too. Too many people do coke out there. I'm not a drug user, so.
Yeah. Wait, you
California
smoke weed?
Sober.
You smoke weed. What do you mean?
California sober.
Okay.
But yeah, there's just a lot
so
of.
So weed is not drugs to you.
No.
Okay, gotcha. I don't think so, Nina. I think it's just
my
like
doctor said I can have it.
Yeah. You don't swallow.
Nope, don't.
Damn, we're rolling. You smoke weed after every shoot.
True.
So we all, and you already answered. Well, no, you are not a size queen. You already answered that you are a size queen.
I am a size queen.
So
yeah.
That's true. Damn, I've never gone true. Okay. You've wanted to tap out during a performance.
I think I've only tapped out once, but I had an inflamed gallbladder. So I don't think that was really me tapping out.
Right.
I think that was my brain just being like, all right, bitch.
That's it.
Chill. But yeah, one time, shout out Jack Slayer.
Jack Slayer was was a part of that scene?
Yeah, I kept it in the scene too. I was like, holy fuck. And he was like, because I like really like, I was like, double tap, motherfucker. Like, holy shit. And because he was just going in there. But I think we were like 42 minutes into the scene. And I was already in like 9 positions. He had me crawling on the floor and shit. So I was like, take a break.
Who's your favorite male talent to perform with?
It depends. Okay. If I'm doing VR, I would prefer probably on like the more average size.
Okay, gotcha. VR?
Mm-hmm. For virtual reality scenes. Okay. For other scenes, it really depends. Like if it's like acting, like I don't want no high motherfucker not knowing his lines.
Right.
Because then we have to sit there for 6 hours being like, knock on the fucking door after 10 seconds. Stop knocking on the door.
Your breasts have made certain situations easier for you in life.
Very true.
You got an example?
My whole fucking life.
Okay, we can applaud.
Why am I so successful in porn right now?
Because of your titties?
Yeah, and I have no tattoos.
Well, I can understand the no tattoos.
Swear to God, if you're a girl that has no tattoos
and breasts,
big ass tits, and you want to do porn,
you can make some. You can make a life.
Yeah.
A living.
Yeah, bitch, come on my fucking OnlyFans. I got you. I'll set you up, girl.
Yeah, that's 100. You play trap music on your way to a shoot.
I do. Okay. I went through a 70s phase when I took out all my extensions and I had like short hair.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what that was about. I think it was just because Halloween was coming up. And I just like wanted to be like spooky, like, you know, Stevie Nicks.
You don't lick booty.
I do. Okay, I love rimming. So that's yeah, that's, I have like that's 30 scenes of me rimming ass.
So that's false.
I'm on girlsrimming.com.
So that's false. All right, before we go, I'm going to let you announce your social media platforms, what new content you have coming out. Before we go, I wanted to let you know that I saw that tweet you sent September 10th with you sitting in a chair naked holding your feet up asking, what would you lick first? I just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was a nice. Because
you had your goodies out and then you had your feet out. And who came up with that?
I have like a 5.6 out of 5 on WikiFeet.
Okay.
I have a really big feet fan base, so I cater to them a lot.
But you had your vagina there too, so it was a...
Yeah, and my ass, and the tits, and the face.
Yeah, you had
the
whole thing.
Like, and you were... busted wide.
You were cooped up in the chair.
Who took
that picture?
No, I did self-timer.
Oh, okay.
Got an iPhone. I know, I just got the iPhone 13. Hey. That's what's new. I'm going to shoot on a new phone.
Okay, we can applaud that. Shout out to
new shout POVs. Out to
We all iPhone over here. Anyways, Blade Blossom, thank you for joining the show. Can you let them know, before we close out, let them know where they could, your new Instagram and Twitter and what to expect from
you? Yeah, so I've been deleted on Instagram, but the new one is Let Them Eat Blake.
Okay.
On Instagram. I don't have that many followers right now. I think I'm at like 15K. So it looks like a fake one, but it's not. But be aware of fake ones, because my
sure
fans get scammed every day.
You'll be
my Twitter
up.
Is Blake Blossom with no vowels. Nice little skinny version.
Mm-hmm.
My OnlyFans is OnlyFans.com / Blake Blossom XXX. Yeah, and if you watch this interview, like, I'll give you a discount on my OnlyFans.
That's Send 100. We can applaud that.
Send me a message. You want a free link?
I've never watched OnlyFans in my life, so I don't know.
You will today.
Modified freak in the building.
Thank you.
I'm going to get one of those. Fucking carry it around with me.
I might just email it to you so you can have that drop and play it. And they'd be like, you'd be the only person that has it besides me.
Oh, yeah.
Blake Blossom, thank you for staying an extra day in Florida to come do this interview. It was a great interview. Going to tell you right now, one of my favorite interviews of the year. And you know I'm not lying because I don't say this at the end of every interview. So, but it was...
Don't take it personally.
We rode out too, 50 minutes. Wow, the music cut off and I had to put the instrument back on. I thought I was going to wrap it up at 40. But
I just love to talk. Usually
the first interview.
In my mouth to shut me the fuck up.
We got a bona fide freak in the building.
I slowed it down. See, the other one's faster, so I came with it. Blake Blossom joining us on the Boozy Show. Thank you again for joining us. And that's it. We're checking out.
All right. Peace out, guys.
It's the Boozy Show with Zeta DJ. Zeta DJ. Zeta DJ.